This is 88.9 FM and HD1. We are online at WQCS.org. With our Labor Day holiday, the official end of summer may have arrived, but summer has yet to let go of its grip on the Treasure Coast. Many hours usually spent in the St. Lucie River during the summer were lost to toxic algae and other consequences of water releases from Lake Okeechobee. Chuck Barraclough is with an organization called Treasured Lands, which in part provides local education on environmental issues.
Treasured Lands is a nonprofit land trust that came into being in 2008, essentially to provide a private component, if you will, to conservation in Martin County.
The group is endeavoring to create a green print of Martin County's environment.
And what that does is take certain attributes of the land. In our case, looking at biodiversity of species and habitat, water quality preservation, water quality restoration, public use, recreation, connectivity, and farmlands.
They're going to use a graphic informational system, or GIS. It relies on information already gathered by other agencies
that we acquire through the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, the Florida Natural Areas Inventory, the water management districts in terms of water quality and water quality restoration.
That data is then weighed and given a statistical value. It's analyzed to produce maps to show environmental priorities, such as possibly biodiversity.
So if we want to look at biodiversity of species, we go to Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, and we get the information that they can provide us about every species that's known to exist in Martin County, its distribution, its estimated populations. And we can weigh that against the habitat, per se, and the diversity of habitat, because some species required in particularly habitats. And so if we have something that may be a threatened species, not quite endangered, and we see that we have a lot of its habitat, then there's a disconnect, there's a problem.
And the information can help in deciding which properties could be useful in filtering water from Lake Okeechobee.
We can see what lands not only are available, but what makes logically the sense. Where's the point source of the pollution? And so where do we need to buy the lands? Not just buy land because there's land there, but what makes the most sense to buy.
To help with this project and local environmental education programs, Treasured Lands is inviting you to enjoy the dog days of summer this Saturday with a race at Indian Riverside Park. It kicks off at 7 a.m.
So it's an opportunity for you and your dog to come run. We have a 1K for the not-so-energetic canines and a 5K for runners. And if your dog is up for it, we would encourage you to bring your dog on that. We're also going to have a kids' fun run, but essentially it's going to be a day outdoors in one of our most beautiful parks in Martin County, Indian Riverside Park.
As it may still be hot, even early in the morning, cooling stations will be available for both humans and canines. You can find out more about the race and register online. We'll have a link on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.